As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yes, indeed. The sun is rising over from the Zora, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Thursday, October the 20th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live as we do Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is still William Roberts, always news. Love to say good news. Don't have much of that today, but we do have news. Hard facts, that's for sure. Workable solutions, when we can find them and where you can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're most certainly not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com. Engage in our chat room discussion. Again, that's becomevocallocal.com. You can take the shortcut at vocallocal.org, too. Or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access. Or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014. Join me live on air from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Mails and send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. bvlhost, like become vocal local host. Excuse me. Yeah, it's like that. It is like that. It's like that in the morning time. bvlhost@centurytel1l.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. We won't turn away any love offerings either. Big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, reallibertymedia.com, channel 16, and talkstreamlive.com. All carried the broadcast this morning. We thank them for doing so. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Not enough of that. Let's go into the stuff. Talk to the audience, I tell myself. Your precious metal weakness reflects deepening global uncertainty. Every day, Gaddafi rumored to be taken. Well, maybe Germany, France, and Greece. They're in a stranglehold this morning. Shotgun drones will go there, too. Socialism, Ludwig von Mises style. We'll go into some of that today. Dicey, Smoot. Well, lots of stuff on the browser. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more this morning. Our market report after trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. But an hour ago, found gold trading off $21.40 an ounce at $1,621.30. Silver off 43 cents at $30.80 an ounce. Platinum off 27 bucks at $1,486 in the spot market there. And palladium off 10 bucks at $592. It's all red ink across the board this morning. I guess they didn't like taking Gaddafi. Anyway, the lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,606.90 for a low. That's pretty low. And $1,631.30 for a high. But at $1,621.30, your gold is still up $285.90 year-to-year for a 21.41% return on your investment. And I'm sure that your local bank can't match that. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London, the London Bullion Market Association, set the price at $1,629, and it's been trading above and below that in a relatively narrow band, about a $30 spread there. The SPDR gold shares overnight, hey, call it freeze frame. Talk about that right after this.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, October the 20th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Yeah, once more. Just briefly, our active trading out of New York City again as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time for the benefit of all of our audience away at the top of the hour news and weather break. Gold was off $21.40 an hour ago at $1,621.30. It's scarcely recovered from that position. Silver off 43 cents at $30.80. Platinum off 27 at $1,486. And palladium, all these in the spot market, off 10 bucks at $5.92. The SPDR gold shares, this is your World Gold Council Rothschild Bank there. You got this exchange-traded fund that's been up there for a long time. It's the SPDR gold shares reported every morning. You know, in their prospectus, they have a very curious date mentioned early into that prospectus, 11-11 of 11, November the 11th of 2011. We're just days away from that. And the SPDR gold shares have been virtually frozen at this 12-27-51 level for days as well. They claim this morning to be holding 1,227.51 metric tons, valued at these spot prices at $65.2 billion. Will they close this shop up? I don't know. Keep your eyes peeled. That's still very, very, very big hands and deep pockets. Could rot all manner of danger in it at $65.2 billion worth of electronic gold trading on the 11th of next month. Just keep your eyes peeled. Food for thought. Birdie on the wire. The wise will keep their eyes peeled. The Dow Jones Industrial Average off 72 yesterday, closing at 11,505. The NASDAQ closed off 53 at 2604. S&P 500 off 16 at 12:10. The contagion then spread to the east, went through Asia, came back around through Europe, and it's coming back on us and at us again this morning. Crude oil this morning up 22 cents at $86.33 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. And the U.S. dollar index off 12 basis points at 76.98. Of course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates. We're here in the North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement. Everything but the British pound is up, but all across the boards, everything else is down as a result of this move in the U.S. dollar index. If you want to find out more about the USDX, you can go up to the ICE.com, the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc. It is their trade-weighted basket of currencies. But this morning, the Canadian loonie up 37 basis points at 98 cents U.S. The Mexican peso, though it's up 10 basis points, is back in the 7-cent range, exchanging against the U.S. dollar in foreign exchange. The euro this morning up 21 basis points at $1.38. The British pound off a basis point at $1.58. And that Swiss franc up strong, up 77 basis points at $1.12. The bond market this morning, the yield on the 2-year treasuries, that's our U.S. bonded indebtedness, at 0.26%, the 10-year, the benchmark yield, at 2.16%, and I forgot to write down the 30. Well, it's probably about 3 and something. The mortgage market this morning, the fixed rate, 15-year fixed rate mortgage, the national average, moves up again, continuing this reversal, moving up now in these mortgage rates, moving up from a month ago at 3.34%. to 3.45% this morning. Likewise, the 30-year mortgage, the fixed-rate mortgage, moves up from 4.13% to 4.17%. So if you thought that it was tough when you don't have a job, you're on unemployment or food stamps, you're trying to put a roof over your head, well, the loans are going to cost you more and 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 more. So go to the Econo Day calendar for this morning. Lots of stuff happening over here. Today's Thursday, of course. The jobs numbers are out. Yesterday, after the broadcast had started, the petroleum EIEIO petroleum status report came out. We'll go there in the beige book. Again, this morning, the jobless claims. Then the Bloomberg Consumer Comfort Index comes out. We'll see if we can pick that one up and add it to our list. The existing home sales should be out right about now. Maybe we'll have something other than a consensus. The Philadelphia Fed survey, pick that one. And the leading indicators, and we'll just see what all those look like as we open them up now. Let's go right into it, take a peek, see what we've got. The Bloomberg Consumer Comfort Index on this wise, they show a minus 48.4. The prior was minus 50.8, so I guess things are getting a little better. Bloomberg Consumer Comfort Index is a weekly random sample survey tracking Americans' views on the conditions of the U.S. economy, their personal finances, and the buying climate. The survey was formerly sponsored by ABC News since 1985, and then it goes on. So it's up a little bit from where it was before. Before it was down at a minus 50.8, which is not good, and it's moved up just a little bit to 48.4. Let's jump to the next one, take a look. The existing home sales. Existing home sales, after what turned out to be a brief gain in August, fell back in September, down 3% to a 4.91 million annual rate. All right, existing home sales, that's all those foreclosed houses, all the houses you're trying to get out of, all the houses that people have on the market because they were able to buy a foreclosed property and they're able to get a bigger house for less money and all that sort of stuff going on in the background. Well, again, existing home sales, after what turned out to be a brief gain in August, fell back in September. So it's down another 3.0%. The decline is due to a 3.6% dip in the key single-family component that offsets a 1.8% rise in condominiums. Details are mostly weak, with declines spread through 3 of the 4 regions, as only the Northeast, which is the smallest region, shows a gain. And there's articles out there about how things are just rosy in New York City. Supply on the market at the current sales rate inched higher to 8.5 months. All right, now we've been running a 9-month surplus on housing the whole year, and we're still at 8.5 months. So even if all of the construction people put down their heart framing hammers and went, fishing for sailfish off the Baja, they would still have plenty of houses for most of the year. not good news. Foreclosures continue to weigh down the housing market, which continues to struggle at lows. New home sales data for September will be posted on Wednesday. Okay, so we'll have to wait until next Wednesday to figure it out. The Philadelphia Fed survey, of course, the central bankers here. The General Business Conditions Index of the Philadelphia Fed's Business Outlook Survey in September contracted for the second straight month, but at a less severe rate. So the patient is on the gurney. He's bleeding like crazy, but they've staunched some of the bleeding. Leading indicators. The Conference Board's index of leading indicators rose 0.3% in August, following a 0.6% boost the month before. Not much. Less than a percent. Throw out 100 pennies on the table. If I slip one more over to you, do you feel wealthy? No. Okay, well, so that's all of that stuff. Hey, what happened to my jobless claims numbers? Here they are over here. I got to scroll over here. I got a bunch of them in here. Okay, here we are. Here's the EIEIO petroleum status report. The lowest level of weekly imports so far this year led to a big 4.7 million barrel draw in oil inventories. No, they're importing less this week, and they're drawing down more this week, which now stands at a 20-month low of 332.9 million barrels. Imports fell sharply and suddenly to 7.9 million barrels per day. They don't tell us why, though. They just tell us it's down. And it is down. Well, we're not down. We're up. We're up for a break, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Now, with the Oracle Broadcasting Android application, you can take Oracle with you on the go. Download the app at oraclebroadcasting.com.
And back into the EconoDay calendar, taking a look at the Beige Book for this morning. This is what they say, powered by EconoDay. The highlight, there is no recession so far. Based on the latest anecdotal reports from the regional Fed banks. Well, if you believe the banks, you can believe anybody, right? The Beige Book, prepared for the November 1st through 2nd FOMC, that's your Federal Open Market Committee meeting, stated that the 12 district banks found overall economic activity continued to expand in September, although many districts described the pace of the growth as modest or slight. Contacts generally noted weaker or less certain outlooks for business conditions, which are weighing on plans for business spending. Firms are reluctant to build inventory significantly due to the uncertainty. Auto dealers were an exception, still rebuilding from Japanese supply shortages and with auto sales up. Consumer spending was up slightly in most districts, with auto sales and tourism leading the way in several of them. And so, if you look at the 12 central bank regions and go out across America, take a look at that. You know, Missouri being the only one, we are unique in that. We have both a St. Louis Federal Reserve District and we have a Kansas City, Missouri Federal Reserve District, and it, you know, if you look at the size of the districts, you can see how they're organized. They encompass a huge area, lots of regionalism going on and all of that, but they take up multiple state boundaries to bring into their group a lot of diversity, lots of diversity. All right, so that's, you know, you look and see what they've got to say, and each of these various regions are indicative. If you go in and do your homework on those regions, you'll see that not only is there lots of diversity, but there's also certain centers for different kinds of products and production and mineral exploitation, etc. You know, different major population centers. So these various central banks, serving as they do as lenders of last resort for those areas, and collectively are pretty good indicators. And so the Beige Book says, hey, baby, there's no recession so far, so maybe I should get some of their dope. I don't know. The jobless claims, however, the initial jobless claims edged 6,000 lower in October 15th week to only 403,000 people standing in line to file their first and initial jobless claim. That's good news, right? Unless you happen to be some of those 403,000 or anybody that lives in their household. It's 500,000 people, folks. But the level is 3,000 higher than EconoDay's consensus estimate, and the prior week has revised 5,000 higher to 409,000. So just when you think, you know, these numbers could be relied upon, well, no. Jobless claims edged down 6,000, saying that that's good news, right? But last week, it was revised up, so we got a net loss of 1,000. Anyway, the trend is clearly, if only marginally, positive, with the four-week average down for a fourth straight week, 6,250 lower to 4,003. Of course, you think, well, 6,250, that's not many. Well, I live in a town that, at least the sign on the edge of town says 700 people. 6,000 would be the whole town, and 10 times, 5 times over. Anyway, continuing along, that's what we got there. Let's go into this one. The U.S. deploys kamikaze drones to attack Afghan Taliban targets. Wow, here we go. Tony Capaccio writing this one for Bloomberg. Kamikaze drones. They thought of everything, didn't they? U.S. Army and Air Force Special Force operations have used miniature kamikaze drones against Taliban targets and plan to renew the attacks next year, according to documents and an Army official. I wonder how much those kamikaze drones cost us. I wonder if they would survive in a Ron Paul presidency. I wonder if Ron Paul would sharpen his pencil up there and rule those kamikaze drones just a little bit too expensive. The tube-launched switchblade drone made by Monrovia, California-based AeroVironment, Inc. AVAV. Oh, my gosh. Why does that just sound Jewish to me? Was secretly sent to Afghanistan for the first time last year. Under a dozen were fired, said the Army Deputy Product Director William Nichols. I wonder how much they cost. It's been used in Afghan by military personnel and is shown to be effective, Nichols said. The drone's GPS guidance, you see, that's the senseless worker standing on your front porch. And they're getting a three-dimensional coordinate geometry on your doorknob. That's so when the police break your door down that they can send one of these shotgun drones in and they won't have to come in and spray the inside of your house with 70 rounds or more as they kill your dog, terrify your children, and waste you. Anyway, the disclosure of the Switchblade's use in Afghanistan highlights the Pentagon's expanding range of missions for remotely piloted aircraft. Of course, the fellow was trying to blow up the Pentagon with some C-4 in one of these remotely piloted aircraft, but let's not talk about that. The fleet also includes broad area surveillance aircraft, such as the Northrop Grumman Corporation's Global Hawk, the missile-firing General Atomics Company Predator, and Reaper drones and hand-launched short-range surveillance models. We used to have hand-launched short-range surveillance models. Made out of balsa wood when we were kids. It was kind of fun. Sometimes you could get the real expensive one, that little plastic propeller on it, on a rubber band, and you could fly it around inside the living room, drive mom crazy. Yeah, it was fun. Nichols declined to describe the Switchblade's targets. He said the drone is designed for open threats, something that's on top of a building, but you can't hit it with regular artillery or mortars for fear of collateral damage. The drone is less than 24 inches long and weighs about 6 pounds. It's a flying shotgun, Nichols said, not a hit-to-kill weapon that explodes on impact. Well, the operator has control of how far away from the target it goes, pre-selected distances, he said in an interview on October the 12th at the Association of the U.S. Army Conference in Washington. That story is longer than that, but I'll let it go right there. They talk about using it in shallow caves. Talk about a shallow cave. The FBI definition of rape needs to be broadened. That's by Seth Stern, again for Bloomberg. The definition of rape in U.S. crime statistics compiled by the FBI should be broadened. A panel of outside advisors recommended. Can you imagine? I wonder how much we paid these guys to come up with this. You think maybe they could sit down and look at the dictionary? Figure it out. Anyway, rape data also should include little children, close your ears, anal and oral sex, regardless of the gender of the victim or suspect. The advisors concluded at a closed-door meeting, speaking confidentially, on October the 18th in Baltimore. I wonder if they had photographs to go along with this. Maybe they had slideshows to go there, too. Maybe they were just caught with their laptops watching Dutch porn. I don't know. The Federal Bureau of Investigation said yesterday on its website, we're doing a survey and a study on rape. The current definition includes only vaginal intercourse. Can you imagine how ridiculous that is? If adopted, the new definition would more closely align the FBI statistics with states' definitions of rape. It means the public will have more accurate data about the existence of serious sex crimes in our community, Tracy said in a telephone interview, because data drives resources. We believe more resources will be brought to bear to investigating rape cases and apprehending the rapist. The recommendation was made by a subcommittee of an FBI advisory panel. Can you imagine they spend their money and time on this? The full board is scheduled to take up the proposal at a December meeting and forward its recommendations to the FBI Director Robert Mueller. Oh well, law enforcement agencies report only forcible rape designed as carnal knowledge of a female body forcibly and against her will.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is Oracle Broadcasting.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Oh, jumping up onto the Wall Street Journal's website, looking at their interactive charts there this morning. It looks like we've got out of Asia a lot of red ink on the board there. The Nikkei off 90, the Hang Seng down 326, the Shanghai off 48, and the S&P ASX off 68. Jumping into taking that into contagion into Europe. We got the FTSE off 44, which bodes poorly for the Dow and our markets as well. Usually when the FTSE is down, we go down too. The DAX is off 95, and in the U.S. markets already this morning, the Dow is up 9, the NASDAQ off 10, the S&P up 1, the global Dow off 17, and gold off 22 at 1625. Anyway, with all that under our belt, let's go back over here and take a look at this one. Clinton renews a U.S. warning to Pakistan over the guerrilla bases near the border. Didn't know guerrillas build bases? Wow. Well, bongo monkeys like to play with each other in trees, but the guerrillas are now building bases anyway. Interesting development there. Indira Akar Lakshmanan and James Rupert collaboratively writing. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton renewed today the U.S. warning to Pakistan against tolerating Islamist militants, brown people again, wearing turbans, who attack American-led forces in neighboring Afghanistan. Well, if the American-led forces would get out of neighboring Afghanistan, the Pakis would probably quit helping their neighbors. Speaking in Kabul, after talks with Afghan President Hamid Karzai, a gangster, what a pair, Hillary Rodham, yeah, Rodham. Yeah, that guy was a gangster, a mobster. her father. Anyway, Clinton said she will, quote, be delivering a very clear message to Pakistan. Everything's clear. Have you noticed that lately? Let me be very clear. I don't know how many times the usurper said that. So many times that we're all confused, but now it's contagious. Clinton is using it, too. We'll be delivering a very clear message. Of course, that's clear as perestroika, right? The perestroika deception. Transparency. Perestroika. Yeah. Anyway. And there can be no safe haven anywhere. That's the problem. There is no safe haven anywhere. You can't run. There's nowhere to run. There's nowhere to hide on this planet. That's because the American imperialists are going all over the place. Anyway, that's what she said. While Pakistan can be helping or they can be hindering the elimination of militant bases in their mountainous, loosely governed bordered areas, Clinton said the U.S., quote, will not stop trying to build a secure Afghanistan. Get the hell out of there, honey. None of your business in the first place. I think they were doing pretty well before we showed up, and we're still there, and they're probably sick and tired of it. Merkel risks her own downfall to save Greece. Wow. We used to just put it in a jar at the back of the wood stove, but anyway, Leon Mangasarian, writing this one for Bloomberg, or individually, he's out on his own here. Whew, that's risky. German Chancellor Angela Merkel maybe risking her 2013 bid for a third term with a bet on expanding the effort to save the euro. Yeah. Merkel may endorse policies unpopular with her Christian Democratic voters. Once we went through that permutation the other day, you got the Christian Democratic Socialists and the Socialist Christian Democrats, and, well, anyway, there are six different combinations of those three. Voters at an October 23rd European summit bowing to world leaders, including President, well, I don't call him that, the usurper, to do more to stem the debt crisis that began in Greece and is now rattling core economies such as Italy and France. Yeah. Merkel's next step is to convince voters. Yep. Same sort of thing going on over there is going on over here. The German media have been hammering away in a tabloid manner on the idle Greeks. Those darn Greeks are idle. Sitting around studying Plato and Socrates and Aristotle and everybody else. The German media have been hammering on them. Lazy communists, socialist batards. The German media have been hammering away in a tabloid manner on the idle Greeks, and this has gone deep into the German psyche. Wow, careful. Failure to make her case to the electorate means Merkel may face the political Harry Carey of her predecessor, Gerhard Schröder, the social democrat alienated core supporters with his Agenda 2010. Agenda 2010 package. Agenda 2010 package of tax benefits and cuts that subsequently fueled the German economy and still led to his downfall. Germany's next election will probably be held in September 2013. They're not sure, though. Is anyone sure? When will the next elections be held? This is very much an Agenda 2010 Merkel moment for Merkel. An Agenda 2010. Wow. Agenda 21, right? This is very much an Agenda 2010 moment for Merkel, but it's much bigger than what Schröder faced. Jan Tuckau, director of the Brussels-based European Center for the Carnegie Endowment of International Peace, said in an interview, I wonder how much Jan had to chip in there to get the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace in his Bloomberg article. Anyway, Tuckau said that while the sluggish economy Schröder confronted was easier to explain to the voters, it's harder for Merkel to demystify the Greek and the European banking crisis. Merkel's the target of public anger about Greece and the bailouts, even though all other major German parties, including the opposition, back her on this. So we'll see how that goes. Here's a little bit of blowback from that. German stocks fall amid France-German split on the crisis solution. Julie Cruz, writing this one for Bloomberg, German stocks retreated, snapping a two-day rally as France and Germany split over Europe's rescue plan before a finance minister's meeting in Brussels tomorrow. And that will be tomorrow. This is new news, newsy news. All right? And it continues. The impasse in German-French talks seems to have doused the optimism prevailing in the market so far, said Anita Pollack, a senior sales trader at Gecko Global Markets. They've got the lizard people over there, too, I suppose. Unrealistic expectations regarding a wonder solution to the debt problem. A wonder solution. We all wonder what that solution would be, which is a complicated issue and what has led to increased volatility as investors over-responded to every political piece of news. Of course, we've been studying A.V. Dicey and his lectures on the relation between law and public opinion, and we understand from our study of the history of the representative governments of Europe that the three major pillars of a representative system of government include, first and foremost, the separation of powers, second, the ability to vote, a vote, and third, publicity. Publicity. I'm not talking about public relations. That's the domain there of Ivy Ledbetter Lee and the Bernays crowd. No, we're talking about publicity. And unfortunately, publicity is running against them Germans and them French. Things not looking too good. Persisting differences, etc. Whistleblowers having a little bit of trouble over in India. You kind of want to keep that whistle close to your chest, I'd say. Whistleblowers murdered in India show the fatal hazard of exposing corruption. Well, that's what we do here every morning. At least we try. Others do it much better than I. I'm just kind of an also-ran in this whole big deal. But Muhal Srivastava. I don't know. Maybe if I rode a cow to work every morning, I could speak like that. Andrew McCaskill, also writing collaboratively. Here we go. Yesterday's news in the afternoon. The shooter managed with one bullet what dozens of threats had failed to do. Silenced Shahila Massoud. Bad news for Sheila. Things aren't looking too good. The 38-year-old businesswoman in the central Indian city of Bhopal, or Bhopal, had used India's Right to Information Act. You know, FOIA requests. All of you out there filed FOIA requests, Freedom of Information Act. Well, didn't work out too well for Sheila. To expose local corruption. Sheila was getting vocal local and it cost her life. After she kept losing on government contracts. She died from a gunshot on August the 16th after getting into her car near her home. The murder remains unsolved. Massoud is among at least 12 whistleblowers killed in India since January of 2010, according to data compiled by Bloomberg, while at least 40 people were assaulted after seeking information under the law. Enacted by Prime Minister Manmohan Singh, no relation to Mike Ananda, 6 years ago, well, he might be, I don't know. The legislation has become the most powerful tool for fighting wrongdoing in politics and business. Wrongdoing, those wrongdoers, evildoers. With 529,000 requests filed in the year through March, while some cases have prompted the resignation of public officials, users risk becoming victims of their success. He was such a successful exposer that he was exposed to the weather and died. It is a tragedy that these people have died, but it's also a sign of how powerful a tool the law is. I see them cockroaches, they don't like to have the bright light of day shined upon them. But you're going to have to really suck them up and go in with brass balls as well as your crystal balls in India, because they'll kill you. This is the most important piece of legislation passed in post-independence India. It is doing wonders for exposing corruption, and this will undoubtedly improve the performance of the economy, he said in an interview.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm.
Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey America, it's your old friend W here. Do not tune into True Frequency Radio with Chris and Sherry every Saturday at 10 p.m. Central here on Oracle Broadcasting. Otherwise, the terrorists win.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm on the air. Commercial real estate deals decline in U.S. This article off the Bloomberg website by David Levitt, Yo-Yong Hugh, and Dan Levy, collaboratively writing on this project. Wow. Anyway, the U.S. commercial real estate market has slowed in the past 3 months as a sputtering economy and a pullback in debt financing limit the deals, cooling a recovery from Washington to California. There you go. Just about sums it up, doesn't it? Deals slowed after concern deepened that the debt crisis in Europe may spread and the U.S. economy may enter another recession. Smaller markets are being hurt by less availability of commercial mortgage bonds. The retreat may be an indication of a market awakening to the fact that it was getting ahead of itself, said Susan Wachter, professor of real estate and finance at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School. Quote, "You can't turn an ocean or liner around on a dime," Walker said. Wow, she's a professor of real estate. Pretty smart gal there. The market itself realized that deals were getting done at a pretty pricey point. At the same time, you've got all of the events that undermined confidence. Growth probably won't accelerate as long as conditions are as unsettled as they are, Walker said. Of course, she could have saved herself a lot of time going to school. She'd just listened to this little homeschool classroom here, Become Vocal Local. She'd had this down years ago. Commercial recovery? In contrast to the U.S. housing market, where sales are near the same level as when the recession ended in 2009, he said in his radio announcer voice, commercial property demand has rebounded. That's right. Particularly in the so-called core markets of New York, Washington, and San Francisco. Of course, it's nothing but a ghost town in Abu Dhabi. Commercial real estate transactions in the second quarter were more than double their level from a year earlier and quadrupled the post-recession low of $12.9 billion in the first quarter of 2009, according to Real Capital. Commercial real estate prices were little changed for three of the last 4 months as fear crept into the markets. Lots of mixed messages in this particular article. That's the trouble when you got three different writers. They got three different opinions, and they're all trying to sow their opinions into this article. And as a result, it's losing its credibility the longer I read it. So I'll just go to the next one. Greeks must forget miracles as aid requires austerity. So, you know, Greek humanists over there, and communists too, they're not going to get any miracles. You know, you turn your back on God, as some people say. Well, anyway, Greeks must forget the miracles. And Jebus isn't going to be coming to Athens anytime soon, apparently. Paul Tugwell and Tom Stukas, writing this one collaboratively. Greek finance minister Evangelos Venizelos. This guy looks like a gangster, I'm telling you. Warned lawmakers, probably Illuminati, they must implement further austerity to lead Greece out of a dead end. As the government prepared to put a vote to parliament, the risk stoking social unrest, my God, more social unrest, about 50,000 protesters, were confronted by 2,500 police encircling the parliament building. See, they tried that. They tried that one up in Iceland, and the protesters succeeded, where the Greeks are maybe not getting as far. Anyway, about 50,000 protesters, and like Occupy Wall Street, where they got, you know, 1,000 people show up, and 700 of them get arrested. 50,000 protesters were confronted by 2,500 police, encircling the parliament building in central Athens today, as lawmakers debated the second austerity bill in 4 months. Prime Minister George Papandreou is convening a meeting of his cabinet as he prepares to test his party's unity for a second time in 24 hours with a final vote on the legislation. We must tell the Greeks the truth, Venizelos told lawmakers in comments broadcast live. Quote, there are no miracles. The country won't be saved by some miracle. The miracle will be the result of hard work. Hard work. It's hard work, Jorge said. That's right. We must tell the Greeks the truth. You know, people can't handle the truth. That's why they listen to broadcasts like this, because they can. Yes, you can. But I guess the Greeks aren't getting told the truth either. There's no miracles. We're not going to be saved by a miracle here. The only miracle is going to be the result of hard work. That's what self-reliance is all about. With a four-seat parliament majority, Papandreou is banking on his PASOK party to face down the public anger and pass the measures that are a precondition for continued international aid. Venezuela said the bill was a credibility ticket for a meeting of Euro area finance ministers tomorrow and an October 23rd summit of European leaders that will discuss potential cuts in Greece's debt load as part of a package to halt the crisis. So we're going to go right straight through the weekend and come out next week carrying all of this similar baggage in the economic news. Lots of mixed stories on this one. I got an early one at 6 o'clock when I logged on about Gaddafi. Boy, they thought he'd had him for sure. And then they came out with another one off of Reuters that they weren't so sure. Well, here's one by Bloomberg, and they seem to be relatively sure. Gaddafi reported held. Now he's reported held. He's reported held. Underline the key word there, reported held, as Libyan fighters hoist flags over the center of Sirte. Ola Gabal or Galal and Carolyn Alexander writing this one collaboratively. Don't know who brought the coffee and who brought the biscotti, but somebody did. Libyan fighters hoisted national flags as they claimed control of Muammar Gaddafi's hometown of Sirte amid reports that the deposed dictator had been captured and was injured. Now remember, this is a report. This is allegation. This is not certainty yet. Gaddafi's injuries are serious, Agence France-Presse, the French press agency said, citing a commander in the former rebel forces. Well, that's good source of information. The report couldn't be independently verified. So we needn't get too excited yet. We're still looking for some independent verification. Maybe it'll be out now. A National Transitional Council spokesman, Mahmoud Shammam, said he couldn't confirm that Gaddafi was captured while leaving Sirte. The Misrata Military Council, which is leading operations in Sirte, said in an email that it couldn't comment on the former leader's fate for security reasons, as they had a gun on the back of their head. The country's new leaders cautioned that it was too early to declare complete victory over Gaddafi's loyalists. So just, you know, take it with a grain of salt until we get something more than this, because this is not enough. The SEC cases bypassed the top execs to target employees for negligence. This one, a Joshua Gallo and Jesse Hamilton article off Bloomberg yesterday morning, late. A central piece of evidence against Citigroup, Inc. that led to a $285 million settlement with the Securities and Exchange Commission is an email message from a former employee to his supervisor. You got to stop using the emails when you're doing the crimes. That's right. But what's really interesting about this article, and it's a long one, I won't go through it all, but what's really interesting about this article as I read it, what we're doing basically is we're finger-pointing at minions. Finger-pointing at minions, that's my phrase, you can use it. Finger-pointing at minions, we're fingering people that are down in the food chain, and we are taking the heat off the bosses. All right? Fingering the middlemen, the little guys, the Fabrice Touré's, and we're taking the spotlight or the hot seat off the bosses. Don't tell a counterparty that Citigroup is shorting the security, former employee Brian Stoker wrote in 2006 to his unnamed supervisor. Don't tell. Don't ask, don't tell. The agency sued Stoker, saying he was responsible for structuring the deal in which Citigroup failed to disclose that it had chosen about half the assets and was betting they would decline in value. No charges were announced against the supervisor. So this is just exactly what was going on, or at least a close parallel to what was going on over there at Goldman Sachs in regards to the Timberlake deal that was reported as being a real SE deal. Remember that? S with a hit, as some hosts say. A real SE deal. And yet they were selling it. The Timberlake deal. And they caused them a lot of trouble there in the Senate hearings. That detail highlights a pattern in SEC enforcement cases that is drawing criticism from lawyers and lawmakers, even as the agency has collected $2 billion in penalties from financial firms for wrongdoing related to the 2008 financial crises. Few top executives have been sanctioned, particularly in connection with complex instruments like collateralized debt obligations. And what did they do with the $2 billion they've collected? What did that do? Go into the pizzas and hamburger fund, or did it go back into the treasury?
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the
evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to teamspeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is teamspeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. teamspeak.cc. The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, October the 20th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. You can find our webpage at becomevocallocal.com. Jump into the chat room there. You won't find much else on my webpage. It's, you know, kind of like a place, well, we just take a break there. We go on holiday when we open the website, and the chat room is there for your use and enjoyment. Lots of good, interesting links being dropped in there throughout the broadcast all day long, too, by the way. Anyway, back to the discussion. Was there a discussion? Yeah, that's enough of the news. Kind of done in the news. Freedom Fair, October the 22nd, 2011, if you happen to be down in the Fayetteville, Arkansas area, the Northwest Arkansas Citizens for Better Government. You can find their website at www.nwacfbg.org. Northwest Arkansas Citizens for Better Government, nwacfbg.org. Putting together this Freedom Fair. Going to be coming up this weekend, May Farm, 4618 North College. If you happen to be down in Fayetteville, it's going to be interesting. Booth rentals, crafters, patriotic speakers, vendors, local businesses, educational, live music, children's activities, rides, barbecue, food, drinks, freedom store, art sale, games, prizes, etc. Trevor Loudon will be there to speak. Other people as well. So you might want to check it out if you happen to be down in the Fayetteville, Arkansas area, 4618 North College at May Farm. That's coming up this weekend on the 22nd from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. You know, a lot of people responded yesterday. It was very interesting as the commenter on the article just continued to grow and grow and grow and grow. And, of course, I'm talking about the Ron Paul article that Bloomberg had up yesterday. This morning I went in, there was about 430 or so comments, and the comments started out with one of our listeners and contributors to the email basket, John Jeremy, a guy that I've met here in this area, an activist in his own right, definitely a freedom fighter. Anyway, he's now, I think, writing for independent papers down in the Florida area. But he posted a comment there, and then there was just an outpouring. There was 433 or some odd, in addition to mine and his, on there this morning. So you might go up and check that article out again. You can find it. Just go to the Bloomberg website. When you go up on the top on the banners there, so click on the banner that says News. And then at the top of that, you're going to find that it says, let me just do it for you here so we can find it. Here we go. Go in into View and click on Editorials. And when you come into the Editorials, you can scroll down to the second. There we go. The hidden utility of Ron Paul's budget balance plan. There are now 446 comments, so it continues. And I was pleased as reading through them up until late last evening, going back and checking with it. Almost everybody that reported or commented were in favor. There were very few dissenters to Ron Paul's ideas, his balanced budget plan. So you might check that out if you missed it yesterday. Interestingly enough, I've got the constitutions for the state of Missouri, and they go all the way back to the 1820. I've got that right in front of me right now. I contacted the state reference library and had them Xerox these things out of the old books and send them to me. But it's interesting that the way the Constitution of 1820, the state of Missouri, the way that it starts off, it's the preamble here. The republic established by the name of the state of Missouri. republic established by the name of the state of Missouri. We the people of Missouri, now see, they weren't a state then. We the people of Missouri, that was a territory, inhabiting the limits hereinafter designated, by our representatives in convention assembled. And we'll pick it up right there. Stay tuned.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans. The program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com is a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So we've talked a little bit in the past about this state and the state. Alfred Addis got us started on that, you know, pretty good conversation, really. And then useful in a meeting. I tried it the other day at a meeting. I was doing a presentation on FEMA's hazard mitigation planning system et al. I'm inter alia. I always kind of drift around when I'm presenting things. But anyway, talked about and shared with the audience there the idea of this state and the state as kind of an overlay. One of them is reality. The other is the appearance of reality. Well, here are the words of reality. We, the people of Missouri, in other words, standing on the ground. You can bend over at the waist. Reach down, pick up dirt, put it in a hide, and have a hide of land and take it someplace and barter, sell, or exchange it. We, the people of Missouri, inhabiting the limits hereinafter designated. You know, we talk about, oh, God, oh, well, world without borders. Well, get a grip, all right? The reason why people are so uptight about the vaccinations is because it's a violation. We're supposed to be secure in our persons, right? And your skin is the outermost boundary, the border of your body. And if you've got these illegal aliens like vaccines coming into your body, You want to be very careful about that because they can kill you. But here's the words again. We, the people of Missouri, inhabiting the limits hereinafter designated by our representatives in convention assembled. All right? The restoration of a constitutionally limited Republican form, again, republic established by the name of the state of Missouri, Republican form of representative government. Representative government, this is your local voting precinct. These are the county committee men and the county committee women who actually make up the membership of at least the Republican Party, if not all of the parties. And it's established in law through the election laws. You can find that at your Secretary of State's website in your own state. Get a copy of those election laws on your browser, download them, print them out, and read them. Usually not all that many pages, but they are some places longer than others. Again, at St. Louis, now that would be a city, on Monday, the 12th day of June, 1,820 do mutually agree to form and establish a free and independent republic by the name of, quote, capital T, the, capital S, state, of, capital M, Missouri, close quota. And for the government thereof do ordain and establish this Constitution. So what is a republic? Well, it's the Constitution, right? It's a piece of paper. Jorge was just right, all right? He was just right. He said it correctly. And so anyway, this continue. The state of Missouri, they mutually agree to form and establish. So when a government becomes, you know, supposed to be created to secure the blessings of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, just paraphrasing, and when a government is destructive of those ends, it's our right and our duty to throw off such a government and institute another one of our own choosing. All right? That's what this is all about. So then it continues, and it says, we do declare, establish, ratify, and confirm the following as the permanent boundaries of said state. Now, they changed those boundaries as time went on. Things happened. But they started them out, and they gave us, it's really something simple to understand, but this is the meets and bounds description. It says, beginning, in the middle of the Mississippi River, on the parallel of the 36 degrees of north latitude, thence west, along the said parallel of latitude, to the St. Francois River. That's up and following the course of that river in the middle of the main channel thereof to the parallel of latitude of 36 degrees and 30 minutes. Thence west along the same to a point where the said parallel is intersected by a meridian line, in other words, going north to south, passing through the middle of the mouth of the Kansas River, where the same empties into the Missouri River. Thence from that point aforesaid, north along the said meridian line to the intersection of the parallel of the latitude which passes through the rapids of the River Des Moines, making the said line correspond with the Indian boundary lines, thence east from the point of intersection last aforesaid, along the said parallel of latitude to the middle of the channel of the main fork of the said River of Des Moines, thence down along the middle of the main channel of the said River of Des Moines to the middle of the same, where it empties into the Mississippi River, thence due east to the middle of the main channel of the Mississippi River, thence down, and following the course of the Mississippi River in the middle of the main channel thereof to the place of beginning, TPOB. To the place of beginning. So it has a point of beginning, and it has a point of ending, if you will, a beginning and ending. It goes around in a geographically variant loop, and it encloses land, all that land that lies inside of that, and you could figure it out to the square acre, you could figure it out to the square foot, you could figure it out to the square mile, all right? And in an unchanging way. The only thing that really changes is where the channel, the center of these rivers might be, because they do vary. So they then come in and they add other information over time. And then it continues of the distribution of powers, of the legislative powers, and so on and so forth. I want to jump in here a little bit further. Hopefully I can do that. Talks about the executive power, but I wanted to give you this one right here. About schools. You know, one of the things that Ron Paul wanted to do is he wanted to get rid of the Department of Education in his plan for America, Restore America plan. Article 6 of Education. And you think, oh my goodness, wow, this is going to be long. I'm going to read you the entire article. I want you to listen to how simple it can be. Schools and the means of education shall forever be encouraged in this state. And the General Assembly shall take measures to preserve from waste or damage such lands as have been or hereafter may be granted by the United States for the use of schools within each township in this state. And shall apply, notice the use now of this state, They go from the state to this state. It's all right in this case. All right. And shall apply funds which may arise from such lands in strict conformity to the object of the grant. One school or more shall be established in each township as soon as practicable and necessary, where the poor shall be taught gratis. Now, they mentioned that, where the poor shall be taught gratis. That means that you're going to have your pockets turned inside out, and you're going to have to be poor. And as Herman Cain said, he was poor before he was poor. And then he became rich, apparently. Anyway, it's all who you know, right? But this is important to me because it tells the story of how we set up our schools. It wasn't intended that our schools would tax us mercilessly, property tax after property tax after property tax after property tax. No, that's not the way it was originally established. Our founders were more intellectual than that. And what they did, or they knew that they were setting up this rectangular land survey system where we would set up sections, townships, and ranges all across America outside of the original 13 colonies, and that in each of the townships, a township being 6 miles on a side or 36 square miles, all right, 6 miles on a side or 36 square miles, that inside there, one section of land would be set aside for school, so 1 square mile. All right, very important. The General Assembly shall take measures for the improvement of such lands as have been or hereafter may be granted by the United States to this state for the support of a seminary of learning. Now, that's a university. This is your land-grant colleges. And the funds accruing from such lands by rent or lease or in any other manner or which may be obtained from any other source for the purpose aforesaid shall be and remain a permanent fund to support a university for the promotion of literature and of the arts and sciences, and it shall be the duty of the General Assembly as soon as may be to provide effectual means for the improvement of such land and for the improvements and permanent security of the funds, the endowments of such institution. Self-supported, self-reliant school.
The Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from libertystickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's libertystickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous sticker.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm.
Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Hey,
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
All right, so we've got, let's say, one township of land, you know, and all across America, the land has been divided into this rectangular survey system of sections, townships, and ranges, a township being 6 miles on a side, basically a long walk, you know, a good walk each day, ride on a horse, 6 miles, these are townships, and then we have towns in them, don't we? At least that was the original plan, there'd be a town in there someplace, and so with all of those townships, what we did, as we set aside, I think it was section number 16, if my memory serves me right, section 16 was set aside as school lands, all right? And then the township would set up a school. Now, they didn't have to use section 16, but they set aside one section of land for school. If there was a better section, maybe closer to a pond or a lake or something, stream or a river, something like that in the township, they could move the school over there. And to, you know, just trade section 16 for section 28 or something. But generally, 16 is right square off in the center of the township. So it would be accessible equally to all the people there. And because it's a 6x6, you know, 6 miles up, 6 miles across boundary, everybody could virtually walk to school if need be. You could walk 3 miles to school. All right? From any place in the township. You could walk to school if you wanted to, or you could ride a horse, or a dog cart, or a buggy, or whatever, carriage, depending on your status in life. And then, the education was to be gratis only for the poor. Only for the poor, where the poor shall be taught gratis, free. Free and gratuitous. Well, you know, a gratuity is what you leave behind at the restaurant. And some people just leave a gratuity as though it was, you know, just expected. I leave a gratuity if the service was good, the food was good too. Not just because I feel charitable, although they might try and chase you down in the parking lot these days and get you for sneaking out without leaving a tip. But that's what a gratuitous is. It's free. It's gratuitous, all right? And you know how people respect things that they receive for free. Some respect it not at all right? Anyway, but the wisdom here in all of this is that one square mile of land set aside for the school in perpetuity would provide the funding for the school forever, all right? No property taxes are required. Now then, if the schoolmaster, if the school people, if the townsmen can't figure out how to make a 1 square mile produce enough revenue to support schools, then there's nothing being taught in the school. Why have the young people go there? If the schoolmaster can't show the young people and the townspeople how they can make 1 square mile be an ever abundant source of revenue to run a school. What they do around here often now is they'll take the whole square mile and they build sports arenas on everything, and they've got a little corner there reserved for some kind of education. But they do make a little bit of money on the sports. You know, they've got the stadiums and they have all the ball games and things like that. And they have the concessions and the big signs and the lighting and all that. But they always run at a loss and they spend more than they ever bring in. And so we're taxed mercilessly year after year, endlessly, can never pay off the school debt. But if we were to follow the founder's plan, our section of land, 1 square mile, would be either farmed, and the crops then used to pay for the school teachers and the buildings and the light and the wood and things like that. Or if you were in a more urban and densely populated place, as your town grew up, you could put apartments there, you could put commercial buildings there, you could build skyscrapers and high-rises. As a matter of fact, the University of Washington owns a lot of downtown Seattle. They would never have to be tax-supported if they were using their school lands wisely. And remember that the school can exchange their square mile for any other square mile in that township, if they so desired. So they might be able to move, you know, keep their school in a small place that they buy separately, and then use their 1 square mile as the basis for a new town, and let the entire town rise up on top of it. And perhaps that's how it works. I don't know. But anyway, that was the founder's intent, and I think they were pretty wise in that. Of course, that's not quite the way it goes in a socialist state. Socialism runs a little bit differently than that. And we can find out a lot about it. You know, I don't know how many of you have ever read Ludwig von Mises, you know, the von Mises Institute. He came to my attention years ago, and so I went up on the list of booksellers at the time I wasn't on the Internet, and I found Liberty Fund Incorporated. They're out of Indianapolis, Indiana. And I bought Ludwig von Mises' Socialism, an Economic and Sociological Analysis, and the tome arrived, but it's only one of many now that I have of Ludwig von Mises. He's a very interesting writer, really compelling, and he's become so popular that an entire school of thought has developed around him, the von Mises Institute, the Austrian School of Economics. Ludwig von Mises, born in 1881, 60 years after this constitution was written for Missouri, was the acknowledged leader of the Austrian School of Economic Thought, a prodigious originator in economic theory, and a prolific author. And boy, was he ever. You should see the lineup of the books on Liberty Fund that Ludwig von Mises has penned. And he was working as a public administrator, I guess, throughout all of that time. And at the end of the day, rather than coming home and cracking open a bottle of beer and sitting down in front of the tube watching I Love Lucy or whatever else might have been available, instead, he wrote. He would think and he would write. A library of his books would total 21 volumes if confined to first editions, 48 volumes if all the revised editions and translations were included, and still more if the Fachschriften and other volumes containing contributions by him were added. Von Mises' writings and lectures encompassed economic theory, history, epistemology, government, and political philosophy. His contributions to economic theory include important clarifications on the quantity theory of money, the theory of the trade cycle, the integration of monetary theory with economic theory in general, and a demonstration that socialism must fail because it cannot solve the problem of economic calculation. Mises was the first scholar to recognize that economics is part of a larger science in human action, a science which Mises calls praxeology. And it continues, talks about how he received his doctorates in law and economics, etc. Very interesting fellow, worth taking a look at. Some people have, you know, differing views on his work, and certainly they're welcome to their views, opinions being like elbows. Everybody has more than one. They're easily bent to suit whatever purpose is at hand. The book is forwarded by F.A. Hayek, and I don't know about how many of you have read F.A. Hayek's Road to Serfdom. I have it in my library. I've read it. I've enjoyed it. I've given away an entire case of the University of Chicago, the definitive text, definitive edition of F.A. Hayek's book, The Road to Serfdom, brought to my attention by my niece, even, years ago. When socialism first appeared in 1922, this is the foreword by F.A. Hayek, its impact was profound. It gradually but fundamentally altered the outlook of many of the young idealists returning to their university studies after World War I. So everybody's getting a real taste of the applied socialist model. I know, he writes, for I was one of them. Right? Its impact was profound, this book. We felt the civilization in which we had grown up had collapsed. Now, how many of you out there this morning feel the same way? Everybody's been, well, the America we knew when we were growing up, know, back in the Ozzie and Harriet days, that's gone now. All those jobs in America, they're gone now. They're not coming back. That's what we're being told everywhere, all the time. We were determined, however, to build a better world. And it was this desire to reconstruct society, you know, and I talk about it here. First of all, we have to abolish the established two-party political system. And then we need to restore a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government in its pure sense. And we'll pick it up right there. Stay tuned.
For great talk radio, you found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises. As the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived, go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So just a bit further here in this foreword by F.A. Hayek to Ludwig von Mises, Socialism and Economic and Sociological Analysis. Very interesting book and a worthy read, as many of his works are, and they're lengthy. You're going to have to pack a lunch to get into von Mises' mindset, that is for certain. But then it continues and he says, our hopes were dashed. Socialism promised to fulfill our hopes for a more rational, more just world. It's so seductive. It really sounds good until you do the math, and then it doesn't look so good. And then came this book. Our hopes were dashed. Socialism told us that we had been looking for improvement in the wrong direction. A number of my contemporaries, who later became well known, but who were then unknown to each other, went through the same experience, and then he goes ahead and lists them. None of us had initially been Mises's pupils. I'd come to know him while working for a temporary Austrian government office, which was entrusted with the implementation of certain clauses of the Treaty of Versailles. Wow. And a bar that was set impossibly high that guaranteed World War II, I add here. He was my superior, the director of the department. So now you understand that when you're reading F.A. Hayek, you're in right close. You're in a disciple type of a relationship to Ludwig von Mises, which is important to understand when we contemplate the idea of positivism and the relationship between Henri Claude Henri Duverbroy Saint-Simon, Saint-Simon, and his disciple, if you will, his publicist, his writer, his hired pen, if you will, Isidore Auguste-Marie-François Xavier Comte, Auguste Comte, Comte,
Comte,
properly pronounced there. But continuing, Mises was then best known as a fighter against inflation. He'd gained the ear of government and from another position as financial advisor to the Vienna Chamber of Commerce, or Chambre du Commerce, was immensely busy urging the government to take the only path by which a complete collapse of the currency could still be prevented. Kind of like a Ron Paul. Ron Paul's quite a fan here of the von Mises thinking as well. Taking the only path by which a complete collapse of the currency could still be prevented. During the first 8 months I served under him, my nominal salary rose to 200 times the initial amount. Talk about inflation. Wow. As students during the early 1920s, many of us were aware of Mises as the somewhat reclusive university lecturer who a decade or so earlier had published a book known for its successful application of the Austrian marginal utility analysis theory of money, a book Max Weber described as the most acceptable work on the subject. Well, it goes on, tells a lot about Ludwig von Mises and this love affair, really, mental love affair between F.A. Hayek and von Mises. And just jumping forward, let's go into this a little bit. This is the preface to the second German edition. It's a matter of dispute whether prior to the middle of the 19th century there existed any clear conception of the socialist idea. Prior to the middle of the 19th century, the 1800s, all right, this is just 20 years distant from the time that the state of Missouri in this first 1820 constitution came into existence. This is the time when Karl Mordecai Marx was writing with Engels. This is the time when Bolshevism and Menshevism was just coming on us and at us, just before the October and February revolutions and things came down the pike. This was before the War of Northern Aggression. Avraham Springsteen, also known as Abraham Lincoln, a man that was admired by Karl Marx, by the way, wrote him letters and things. There existed any clear conception of the socialist idea, but which is understood, the socialization of the means of production with its corollary, the centralized control of the whole of production by one social or accurately state organ. Or more accurately, state organ. Right? Now, the original idea of the federal government was a federal union, and it was loosely arranged, very limited, strictly limited to a certain few certain things. It had its reason for existence, raison d'être, but it was very limited in scope. But as we have seen, the perversion of the socialist has come in, this cancer has entered into our body politic, and they have created, out of the perpetual union, the most incredibly now oppressive centralized system of government we'd ever experienced, perhaps ever known. Again, the answer depends primarily upon whether we regard the demand for a centralized administration of the means of production throughout the world as an essential feature in a consolidated socialist plan. So when we talk about this new world order, the United Nations beast system, the new world order, we expand that idea, that perversion, out from just the 10 square miles, Washington, D.C., the District of Creeps and Criminals, lobbyists and lawyers. We expand that out, and we have a centralized administration of the means of production throughout the whole world, as Vicki Davis has done yeoman's work exposing on her website, channelingreality.com, the idea that the United States no longer produces for home consumption, but for export, and all other countries of the world do likewise. That way we have a vibrant and sustainable export business with no duties and no tariffs coming into this country, unfortunately. Certainly that's not a benefit that is bestowed upon others by China. They have a tariff barrier. But we have this export situation going where we, you know, have to go to China to, you know, to get a cheese grater because we no longer manufacture Echo cheese graters in America or anything else of use or utility to speak of. But again, the answer depends primarily upon whether we regard the demand for a centralized administration of the means of production throughout the world as an essential feature in a considered socialist plan. The older socialists looked upon the autarky of small territories as natural and on any exchange of goods beyond their frontiers as at once artificial and harmful. Only after the English free traders had proved the advantages of an international division of labor and popularized their views through the Cobden movement, did the socialists begin to expand the idea of villages and district socialism into a national and eventually a world socialism. So we know where it came from, the English free traders, no doubt about it. And the impact of positivism on the writings of Ludwig von Mises are noticeable. I've got this book highlighted, underlined, cross-referenced, post-it noted to no short degree. And throughout the entire book, there are references to positivism and, if not, positivist thought. Regimes for a socialist order of society were extensively discussed at that time, but the discussion did not go in their favor. The utopians, that would be the Marxists, the utopians had not succeeded in planning social structures that would withstand the criticisms of economists and sociologists. Be careful when you bring in the two terms, economist and sociologist. On the one hand, from the Proofs of Conspiracy, John Robinson, we find that the Illuminatists, the Freemasons, came up with this notion of economy and economists. That's not the same as the idea of double-entry bookkeeping that was created by the Medici, as we've discussed in the past. But economists, economy, accounting is something that someone does with the books on their own place, but economy is what you do with the whole country or your whole state. They refer to that as the economy or the whole planet. When you start talking economy and you start talking sociology, remember that the Queen of Science is their sociology. That was a Auguste Comte creation. Not only did he coin the term, but he also opened the door and created this science, the science of sociology. So you've got the economists and the sociologists running the planet. The utopians had, however, not succeeded in planning social structures that would withstand the criticisms of economists and sociologists. It was easy to pick holes in their schemes. To prove that a society constructed on such principles must lack efficiency and vitality, and that it would certainly not come up to expectations. Thus, about the middle of the 19th century, it seemed that the ideal of socialism had been disposed of. Science had demonstrated its worthlessness by means of strict logic, and its supporters were unable to produce a single effective counter-argument. Well, that was not to continue for long. That was not going to continue for much longer. It was at this moment that Karl Marx appeared. Adept as he was in Hegelian dialectic, a system of easy of abuse by those who seek to dominate thought by arbitrary flights of fancy and metaphysical verbosity, he was not slow in finding a way out of the dilemma which socialists found themselves. Since science and logic had argued against socialism, it was imperative to devise a system which could be relied on to defend itself against such an unpalatable criticism. Of course, that's then scientific socialism, you see. And this was the task which Marx undertook to perform. It had three lines of procedure. First, it denied. Well, we'll have to look at those three lines of procedure right after these words from our sponsors.
Hey,
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans. The program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
And so a little bit further along here then in this preface to the second German edition of Ludwig von Mises' Socialism and Economic and Sociological Analysis, where we find here this was the task which Marxism undertook to perform, in other words, to find the science in socialism. It had three lines of procedure. First, it denied that logic is universally valid for all mankind and for all ages. All right? Denied it. And so when you go in and listen to the various other hosts, you know, Volter is in the chat room this morning, Solvenor. There are other people out there too. Bob Tuscan, I guess, has had some direction on this as well. Those of us, the hosts on Oracle and elsewhere, that actually understand or know what is true, the trivium and the quadrivium, and are not afraid to talk about it, even though, you know, it smacks of humanism, and of course would bring on the ire of the Council for National Policy and all of the Sun Young Moonies and the other other people out there that seem to be really up front and forward in on talk radio, especially alternative talk radio, but we won't talk about that this morning. First, again, it denied that logic is universally valid for all mankind and for all ages. Thought, it stated, was determined by the class of the thinkers. So now we got logos, we got logic, It denied that logic is universally valid, and that thought, it stated, was determined by the class of the thinker. So, you know, you got stinking thinkers out there, too. Let's admit it. It was, in fact, an ideological superstructure of their class interest. So, oh, hell, let's just quit thinking, all right? Let's all get on board with Marx here. It's a class warfare. You people think. You people speak about facts all the time. Why don't you speak about facts? Why don't you talk about emotions? I'm offended. You're talking about facts all the time. I'm bringing up facts. You believe in Gaia? It's global warming, man. Get with it. Right? The type of reasoning which had refuted the socialist idea was revealed as bourgeois reasoning. We're the 99%, right? Yeah. An apology for capitalism. That's right. That's right. You're just an apologist for capitalism if you use logic. If you understand grammar and use it properly. If you understand rhetoric and are fluent. Secondly, it laid down that the dialectic development led of necessity to socialism, that the aim and the end of all history was the socialization of the means of production. Of course, remember from our political science text, published not only but 20 years ago and taught in universities, that you were just another human, another animal. You could never rise to the level of human being unless you were politically socialized. Politically socialized, a key phrase there, politically socialized. But again, that the aim and end of all history was the socialization of the means of production by the expropriation of the expropriators. We could also say the negation of negation. By the expropriation of the expropriators. So you're being expropriated right now. You're considered to be chattel on the field. You're no longer necessary. You producers, you're in the way. You need to get out of the way. We need more parasites here. You know, we can't fulfill the great socialist dream for America unless we get rid of all the producers. And, you know, they're just negation of negation. They're just expropriation of expropriator, right? It was ruled that no one should be allowed to put forward, as the utopians had done, any definite proposal for the construction of the socialist promised land. No one should be allowed to put forward, as the utopians had done, any definite proposals for the construction of the socialist promised land. Of course, that's been undone with Agenda 21. Now it's out and it's in your face. The agenda for the 21st century, the socialist promised land. Of course, those of us who have studied it, read it, and taught on it, find plenty of holes to dance in. Since the coming of socialism was inevitable, baby, it's a done deal. It's going to happen, right? We're going to have a new world order. There's nothing you can do about it because Jeebus ain't coming. And you don't know how to save yourself. You stupid, dumb animals fit for slaughter and destruction, right? Since the coming of socialism was inevitable, science would best renounce all attempt to determine its natures. So just set aside science, I suppose. At no point in history has a doctrine found such immediate and complete acceptance. So you can tell people, you know, just don't buy, don't comply, and ask why. You can do nothing. You can stay at home. Bunker yourself up. That's right. You can do nothing. Everybody will jump on the bandwagon. Hey, what are you doing? Oh, I'm in the do-nothing group. I'm in the group of do-nothing. I support that. Well, I would support it, although I do nothing. Anyway, at no point in history has a doctrine found such immediate and complete acceptance as that contained in these three principles of Marxism. The magnitude and the persistence of its success is commonly underestimated. This is due to the habit of applying the term Marxist exclusively to formal members of one or the other of the self-styled Marxist parties. You can go up and look at Occupy Wall Street and their website. They got that upraised fist there, you know. I don't know why they chose that symbol if they weren't Marxist, but they did, so they must be. This is due to the habit of applying the term Marxist exclusively to formal members of one or the other of the self-styled Marxist parties who are pledged to uphold the word. Did you hear the other day where the Communist Party of America came out in support of Wall Street, that Occupy Wall Street movement? I thought that was pretty peculiar. I don't know if anybody invited them to come out in support of it, but, you know, they did. Anyway, it's their kind of thing, the 99% against the 1%. this is one of the reasons why we have a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, is to keep the wolves from eating the sheep. You know what I mean? Anyway. This is due to the habit of applying the term Marxist exclusively to the former members of one or the other of the self-styled Marxist parties, who are pledged to uphold word for word the doctrines of Marx and Engels as interpreted by their respective sects, and to regard such doctrines as the unshakable foundation and the ultimate source of all that is known about society and as constituting the highest standard in political dealings. We could go into Carrick's book, you know, The Lessons for the Proletariat. We've done that before, share with you right out of the book. Show you how you're supposed to take the Communist Manifesto and sit down of an evening and study it, you know, dutifully. You carry your little red book around Chairman Mao, you know, he likes that, appreciated that, you know. Carry the little red book with you wherever you go. It's kind of like your Bible. Well, it is a Bible. It is a belief system, no doubt about it. But if we include under the term Marxist all who have accepted the basic Marxian principles that class conditions thought. And that's right. If you have a $5,000 suit on, you become a beast, I guess. Class conditions thought that socialism is inevitable, and that research into the being and the working of the socialist community is unscientific, we shall find very few non-Marxists in Europe east of the Rhine, and even in Western Europe and the United States, many more supporters than opponents of Marxism. And you can look at the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto and just go right down through them. Yep, did this one, got this one, got this one, got this one, got this one. And yet people come out and say, well, I'm opposed to communism. But if you really query them on their personal behavior and the things that they're actually doing in their lives, you'll see that they're confirmed believers in communism. They practice all 10 planks on a regular basis. Yet they themselves, each in turn, wish to be known as Christian socialists, or state socialists, or national socialists, or Christian democratic socialists, or social Christian democrats. It's all the same thing, a bunch of socialist pukes. They assert that their particular brand of socialism is the only true one, that which shall come, bringing with it happiness and contentment. Well, happiness, benevolence, humanitarianism, altruism, all this is the stuff of positivism as well. The socialism of others, they say, has not the genuine class origin of their own. At the time, they scrupulously respect Marx's prohibition of any inquiry into the institutions of the socialist economy of the future. You're not supposed to ask about carbon dioxide. You're supposed to embrace it, smart meter. That's right. You want to have that RFID chip in your forehead or your hand. That's right. You do. You're not supposed to ask any questions about that. You're supposed to just take your vaccines, eat your choco rations, sit down and shut up. Right? Of course, not Marxists alone, but most of those who emphatically declare themselves anti-Marxist think entirely on Marxist lines and have adopted Marx's arbitrary, unconfirmed, and easily refutable dogmas. Well, we'll have to pick it up later. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow. I hope you will be too. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm.
Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.